from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Heading into our 7 o'clock hour, it is brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. All right, NFL offseason power rankings are out, and this comes from Yahoo Sports senior writer Frank Schwab. And he revealed on his list that he has the Falcons slotted at 18. And he also gave them a D offseason grade. His reasoning, and I'll just read you some of it here. You might have missed this news, but Falcons signed quarterback Kirk Cousins, then drafted quarterback Michael Penix. The rest of the Falcons' offseason was fairly mundane. Again, those are Schwab's words. And he said many experts like the signing of Darnell Mooney. And he went on to say they lost Cordarrelle Patterson in free agency, trading Desmond Ridder. He goes on and on. But this is mainly his reasoning as to why he gave them a D. And then I'll hit pause there. He also said he questions this, that he questions, are the Falcons' offensive stars overrated? And he said one of these things has to be true. Either Arthur Smith, again, his words, was so incompetent as a coach he couldn't figure out how to get anything out of three stars right in front of him, or those so-called stars aren't going to break out with any coach or quarterback because they aren't that great. Okay, the last line, I don't know. Come on.
Well, this is a hit piece.
It's a total hit piece.
I have no issue with the scrutiny of the draft
pick. The offseason or the draft
pick? No, the draft pick, okay. with Penix, because I wasn't a fan of it. I understand.
I wasn't either.
That has nothing to do personal with Michael Penix. We've talked about it ad nauseum. We know where we all stand. I have no issues with not liking that, so I'm not going to kill him for that. However, the rest of this is a hit piece. I did not, you know, Braylon Trice, he criticizes Braylon Trice's pick, which at some point in here, which I was just looking over, and that's great, but that dude was one of the best pass rushers in college football in the last 3 years.
But he said the same thing about Rook Ororo.
Yeah. Like, well, so, go ahead.
No. I was just saying he said the same thing about what he said about Braylon, too, which is...
Well, in you know, you can say that Ororo was drafted a little bit higher than the air quote experts, you know, it predicted, but Braylon Trice is a steal in the third round to me with what he did in college. But to take a shot at these three stars, as he puts it, or offensive weapons or whatever. Well, Kyle Pitts had a freaking 1,000-yard season when he had a guy that could deliver the freaking football. And Drake London went out there and did all he did was get better the last two seasons.
And the other one, I'm assuming, is Bijan that he's coming at. But
he's talking about free agents, too, didn't he? Because everybody criticizes, gave too much money to Darnell Mooney. A lot of people think that's the worst transaction in free agency so far.
And it looks like.
I don't know.
I know you guys were really excited about the addition of a guy like Mooney and then someone else that Kirk Cousins has previous experience with.
Well, right? He watched him. He watched him for those few years, and he loved what he brought. Darnell Mooney also fits what you want to do with this offense. He's a yak guy. He's a guy that you get the ball in open space, and he makes people miss. He'll make you miss in a phone booth at times. Go back and watch y'all at 22. That's what he did.
He's a smaller guy. What is he, 5'11", 175 pounds, something like that. So clearly fast, twitchy.
Yeah.
And let me say, I think what this D grade boils down to is really heavily weighing on drafting Penix. And so he said the opportunity cost of drafting him has to factor into the grade. So that's weighing heavily on it.
Defensive players you drafted, if they end up playing well, then it's a while.
He said we could look better on it down the road.
But here's the deal for me.
You've got your hand on your head.
Because this is the hypocrisy. And look, I know we talk for living, and these guys write for a living. So you're going to back yourself in a corner at some point because you're not always going to be right and you're going to sound. And your goal is to have these big takes. But what was the Falcons' biggest offseason need? The number one thing they had to do in the offseason?
Well, quarterback, clearly.
Yeah. Well, they didn't go get one. They got two. They got a guy who's been a top 10 quarterback for most of his starting career, even with bad teams like when he was in Washington.
Well, look at him over the past 4 years. Only two quarterbacks have more touchdown passes than him.
Yeah.
That would be Josh Allen
and Patrick Mahomes, right? So how do you give him a D for filling the biggest void that you have?
Yeah, that's
And look, whether you liked who they drafted or not, they tried to fill the other void, which was the pressure, defensive line. Not all pass rushers come off the edge, Rob. Remind me where Aaron Donald and J.J. Watt and Chris Jones and who am I?
Talking about the interior?
Yeah. Our guy up 85? Played at Auburn. Dominates our.
Oh, yeah.
The best guard in the league. I can't think of his name, but that's where these guys play up front and on the line, and they're not edge players. They're interior players. That is a part of it. And it's just one of those deals where we get so hung up, you got to have a fire breather coming off the edge. That's not all how it's done. You also are getting back, guys. I just don't understand the criticism. I understand the criticism on the Penix pick, but then to use the line that...
You're talking about Derrick Brown, aren't you?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about, and thank you. But to use the line...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Either Smith was so incompetent he couldn't figure out how to get anything out of three stars right in front of him, or those so-called stars aren't going to break out with any coach or quarterback. Well, I don't know how you know when you didn't have a quarterback. That was the biggest thing. And then you throw in the Cordarrelle Patterson. Well, they lost Cordarrelle Patterson. They lost like 230 yards of offense from scrimmage. Not even. He was not that guy last year.
No.
And guess what?
He's in the sunset of his career.
That's why. It's not because I'm
going to get rid of guys before. You get rid of guys 1 year before you actually should. That's what Bill Walsh always says.
And you might have gotten rid of him a year late because Cordarrelle could not have upheld a whole season. He didn't even start the season healthy. And to blame Arthur for that, if anything, I blame Arthur for being a little bit too loyal and bringing Cordarrelle back for an extra year. And I loved Cordarrelle. He's such a pleasure to be around. But this hit piece is all over the place. You're criticizing.
And it's lazy, too.
Why do you think?
Well, it's lazy. He doesn't take into account maybe they did find somebody in the draft.
Yeah.
Maybe you did find you don't know how those guys are going to pan out.
I also.
It's lazy.
Why do you put them at 18 if you give them a D in their offseason?
That's what I. Yeah.
It means everybody else must be just absolute disasters then.
Yeah.
32.
Well, hell, what were the other grades? If you're an 18th, I just think that there's some. It's low-hanging fruit, and I get that if you're writing a 32-team power ranking, right, and you're gonna just kind of skip on teams, and it's easy to say.
Well, you're gonna lack nuance because you gotta get onto the next team.
Yeah, but I mean, do a little bit of research. You can sit here. All right, let's go to Darnell Mooney. Yeah, he's been banged up a little bit, and. He's only had 907 yards and 3 touchdown catches over his last 2 seasons. Did you bother turning on any of the All-22? Did you bother doing any research on the fact that he's been the most open player past 20 yards with like one of the least accurate passes thrown his way?
And that's what this team needed in its wide receiving corps. Might take the top off the defense to go with the physicality of a Drake London.
And what are these
or Pitts?
What do these two quarterbacks that you brought in have that honestly the other quarterbacks didn't have? And I'll be frank, clearly Justin Fields, the guy that was throwing Darnell Mooney, have missed. That's accuracy, and that's accuracy downfield. And I was there at OTAs a while back when Kirk Cousins is still kind of hobbling up the field, and deep ball was accurate. Michael Penix, deep ball was accurate. They're better processors than Desmond or Marcus were, but let's not account that. Let's just be lazy.
Yep.
Well, dang, I'm scrolling through and I see that in some of his power rankings, like he has the Bucks, for example, at 20.
What do you give them? They didn't do much, really. So. They re-signed Mike Evans. They got rid of Shaq Barrett.
You locked up Baker.
Yeah, you did lock up Baker, which is honestly. I think that's a good move.
It's a great move.
You got the guy that you think's your franchise quarterback for the next 3 or 4
years. Well, he won a
playoff
game, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
A lot to be said for that.
And he played well down the stretch. He had his best season as a pro, I think. Yeah. I know that he had the year in Cleveland where they did make the playoffs, but I thought this was his best year. And you kept his biggest weapon.
Mike Evans, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of it, and Baker said it too, I mean, yes, it's who he is, but him and Dave Canales – we're on the same page, and they had built this trust. We'll see how it pans out now that Canales is with the Panthers, but that was something that Baker did factor into his success there. And, of course, yeah, having a guy like Mike Evans doesn't hurt either, or Chris Godwin. So, and their offseason grade, it appears, they gave them a C+. That is what Frank Schwab of Yahoo Sports gave the Buccaneers.
So they got a C+ for doing pretty much nothing and losing their best edge rusher. Huh, that's interesting. That's the thing for me. And look, we can get mad, and obviously I'm always going to get irritated with this kind of stuff. But I just think that when you're so harsh. I guess what irked me was the three-star comment. And it's funny how every national writer going into last season destroyed this team for staying with Desmond Ridder and not making a move that was impossible to make, which was Lamar Jackson, and how the Falcons are going to regret this and blah blah blah. And then they do
He was never going to come here.
Well, but then they go get two guys that can play the position, and now we're gonna. Well, yeah, but I mean, these guys suck.
I'll sneak this in on you. So he's working his way down from the 32 teams. So it appears right now it has stopped at 17 until the other ones come out. And he has ahead of the Falcons as the Colts. And their offseason grade is a B.
How is their offseason grade a B?
Overall, the grade is a B. So, yeah, offseason grade, B. Yes.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. I guess the backup quarterback deal for Joe Flacco, since you don't really know what Anthony Richardson's going to be. They lost Zach Moss. Now, he's helped out because Jonathan Taylor, you know, was a little bit banged up last year. I know, because he was on my fantasy team and didn't do much for me, so I had to pick up Zach Moss. But, I mean, that's my biggest problem is there's no consistency. You don't know who the hell Anthony Richardson is going to be. He had a decent start to his career, but the style of play that he plays is going to not...
It's conducive to injury.
And guess what?
He got injured.
His entire career, he's been injured. At Florida, he was constantly banged up. He got injured last year, Rob, to your point. I just want consistency in these, and there just doesn't really seem to be much.
When we come back, we're sticking with the NFL. We're going in the huddle. And which one of Kirk Cousins' former teammates, ain't mad at him for making the decision to come to Atlanta? We'll get you that answer next when we come back on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.